From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Three Americans won the 2007 Nobel Prize for Economics today. They're being recognized for something called mechanism design theory. And if you have no idea what that means, you are not alone. Here to help explain is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. Okay, John, before we get to this theory, can you tell us a little bit about this year's prize winners?
Sure. Leonid Hurwitz is a Russian-born economist. He's now an American citizen, a professor emeritus at the University of Minnesota. At 90 years old, he's the oldest winner ever of the Nobel Economics Prize. Eric Maskin is at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, and Roger Meyerson with the University of Chicago are the other two, both of them in their mid-50s. They're going to share a $1.5 million prize.
Now for the big question. John, can you explain this mechanism design theory?
Well, I'll try. Over the past two or three decades, it's become really central to both economics and political science. It's a set of calculations to help create the ideal, most efficient financial market for buyers and sellers. It works for stock markets, commodity markets, auctions. These three men took the basic parts of game theory, which tries to predict competitive human behavior, the rules of the game, so to speak, and apply those formulas to the design of a market, like an auction. What's the best way to maximize the amount of money that you can get for something that you own and you want to sell? Or if you're a buyer, how to create a market that gives you the best chance at the cheapest price? It could be used, for example, in a market for carbon pollution credits. That's right now at the cutting edge of the global warming debate. Or it could be for markets for electricity or insurance or radio spectrum. The government, you know, is having a hard time creating the right kinds of auctions for the very valuable radio frequencies that broadcasters and cell phone providers use. If you're designing that auction, you want to make sure that there are incentives built in for the bidders to make calculated decisions that result in a seller and a buyer getting a fair deal.
So it sounds like what you're saying is theoretically there are real-world applications for this theory, but does it actually get used in real life?
There are practical applications, actually, all the time. eBay auctions use the findings of these economists. I mentioned the government's radio spectrum auctions, and governments around the world are in the process of figuring out whether there's a legitimate, rational market for pollution credits. It can also be applied to the sales of insurance policies or mortgages. It helps government regulators be the referees of financial markets. And lots of social and cultural influences have to be taken into account. Inevitably, even the best laid rules can be upset by humans who don't act rationally or don't have all the proper information. So that's what these three Nobel winners have tried to tackle.
And humans are pretty good at irrational behavior. Thank you so much,
sure.
John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.